Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. It's Kathy Katt back at Blog Talk. We're only running for about a half an hour today. It's been a while since you can hear my co-host in the back screaming. I don't know why she wants out of the office. So let me let her out because she's driving me bananas. You know, I always start the show with a little bit of weather, but as most of you are probably aware of, everything is snow. Go ahead, little one. Okay, there we go. And like I said, I am only running for about 30 minutes today. If anybody wants to call in and talk, first of all, our topic today is HCV and the new miracle drug out there, Harvoni, is the last one that Gilead made. I think it was Gilead. I'm sorry. My memory goes in and out still. And our guest call-in number is 213-286-6766. I'm just checking something while I'm speaking to you on my cell. Oh, no, there's my dog, you know. I don't know. I'm sorry I sound so aggravated. It's just that there's just too much going on. And I really shouldn't be aggravated because I'm very happy. Let's go. Come on. You want to come in? Be my co-host? That's Ellie Belly, my girl. Come on. She sits on my mini trampoline like it's her bed. Okay. She goes under my desk, too. Okay, here we go. So anyway, I've been telling my story on and off for about 2 years. And, you know, with my HCV and, you know, how I've been feeling. And I just have to change hands because I'm getting one of those horrible, horrible hand cramps. I finally, my last, I really don't know what I was speaking on. I didn't listen to my archives the last time I was doing a show with the, you know, on hepatitis C. And I don't know where I left off. But as a lot of people know out there, and a lot of people that I'm friends with on Facebook, and people that I'm meeting, you know, when you get through all your medical necessities, which is all your blood work, and whether you do a fibro scan, I've had some dental work done, and your biopsy, and regardless, when I had first come to an end of all my medical stuff, I was going to do the old triple treatment, if most of you remember, which was, I believe, the Pegasus. And I was supposed to start it a year ago, December, so I would have been up this past December. And they came out with the Osceola and the Sovaldi, and my doctor had me wait until that was marketed, which I believe was around July of last year. And for most of you know me, I have been in severe pain. I can't even explain this pain to people. It's like I lost all my ability to like move my muscles, my joints. Just watch your ears, people. Ellie, come on here, come on the trampoline. It was just so painful, and I was starting to get a little foggy brained, and I just didn't feel good, and depression was going in and out, and I was going to doctors for injections, and then they didn't want to touch me with the injections because one of the injections was going to be in my neck, you know, considering my platelets were so low, and you know, and my white cell was down, the whole nine yards. So anyway, as you know, I'm also, a lot of you know that I'm in recovery, and I plan on staying there this time, but as we say, one day at a time. And I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, I'm grabbing my tea. Yeah, back in midsummer somewhere, you know, everything was going well. I was, you know, all through the paperwork with the SO and Sarati and Osseo. And I made the fatal mistake. I didn't even think about it. And I know I've shared this on my show and, you know, in my groups and things of that nature of smoking pot, which all you know that it's fun, that it, Ellie, that it's not legal here in Pennsylvania. But at that, come on, go on here. Come on, come up. Sorry, guys. Get up here. She's right under my desk on all my wires. Anyway, and there she goes back again under my desk. I can't win. Anyway, make a long story short, get out of there. Ellie, there's nothing to eat. I'm sorry, guys. If I don't let her in here, she'll just bark unmercifully by the door. She's my shadow. Anyway, I made the mistake of smoking marijuana, not even thinking about it being legal, not thinking about it being anything, just thinking about it helping me to sleep because I was suffering from severe insomnia. And, you know, all those muscle aches and pains and those muscle spasms that wake you up. And it was just horrible. But what happened was I smoked for a little while. I couldn't believe how expensive it was from when I was a kid because I'm 53. You know, how little you got for as much money, and I don't mean to say that jokingly, but I found myself at the refrigerator mainly, you know, eating cake and cookies. And, you know, the first night I smoked a little bit and I watched it with Saturday Night Live, and, you know, I laughed and I fell asleep and all seemed good, you know, but then it just didn't work. So I just stopped, not thinking anything about it when I went to get a blood test. And I tested dirty, I guess they say, for marijuana. And they made me wait 6 months for treatment after that to make sure that I had, you know, no anything in my system. And I remember I was pretty angry about that because I just never gave, you know, pot a second thought. I mean, pot's pot. You know, you grow it in your backyard. I just never really thought about it. I just didn't think it would ever interfere in treatment because obviously I never would do it. But I think in a way it was a blessing in disguise because of the fact that in that time period, they came out with, Gilead came out with Harvoni. And I was already at the end of all my testing, and I just had to go in for one more scan, and I had to go every month for 6 months, you know, to have a urinalysis done and so on and so forth. And I was reading a lot of good things about it. You know, the treatment was approximately 12 weeks. People were clearing in as little as 2 to 4 weeks. And I was just like, wow. And I got a little depressed, you know, because I was hearing all these great stories. And at the same time thinking, wow, look what I did. I went out and I, you know, self-medicated, so to speak, not thinking that I was going to get hurt by this. But all in all is good because as of today actually is my day 3 of, you know, taking the Harvoni. I jumped through the last tube. Had one denial due to the fact that my doctor didn't put in writing that I haven't had an alcoholic drink in 6 months, even though they were testing me. They still needed it in writing. And so they wrote it. I had to go to a different doctor, a prescribing doctor, who unfortunately I was just a little tiny bit rude to, who, me? But I just felt that it was 2 years, and they made me go up to this hospital that was over an hour away. And I know a lot of you travel great distances, and I, you know, really should learn to be more grateful that I didn't have to do that. But I just didn't see why I had to get on a highway with, you know, because I am just a basket case when it comes to getting in a car on a highway with, you know, trucks and snow and sweet. And I guess that's because, you know, my mom being killed in a car accident, and I've never been a good passenger since then. So we went up and, you know, did this whole thing and found parking. This hospital was huge. I went upstairs. I even asked them if they wanted a urinalysis. I did my blood work in that hospital because I normally do it, you know, pretty much a couple of blocks away from where I live. And I talked to this doctor for about 5 minutes. You know, I went all the way up there for everything that was really in the computer just for her to go over with me. And I just seemed so annoyed. And she felt this from me because I had a list of questions. And, you know, she's like, well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, because at this point I was denied. But now moving on, because, you know, like I said, it's only a 30-minute show today. And if anybody wants to call in and let people know how you're doing on the Harvoni or anything you have to say about it or any questions I may be able to answer, it's 213-286-67. And just going to take one more sip of my tea. Bear with me. My dog's looking at me like, what you got in the cup? What you got in the cup, Ma? How many of you can hear my New York accent? I live in PA, but I am definitely a New York transplant. One day wanting to go back there. Who knows? Anyway, so as I said, finally, you know, all the hoops were done. And I'm glad I joined a lot of groups on Facebook, a lot of support groups, which toward the end of my illness, because I'm going to say it's like almost over now, I was just getting too depressed. I couldn't get up and even go into the computer. I just, you know, was doing things from my cell phone, and, you know, I was just eating. I gained 50 pounds during this whole time. It's just whatever, you know, that will come off. Now, I don't know if this is mind over matter, and everyone was telling me the possible sides. You know, the one thing I am is extremely thirsty, you know, so I have a small refrigerator upstairs that I, you know, have in like what I call like a little slash gym slash cat hotel, you know, where my cats can hang out in the window, and there's a litter box upstairs for them as well. And I'm sure you need a bath 411. So I have that entire refrigerator just slammed with water and little yogurts, but there's always been tons of water in there. And because that's the one side I am getting. But let me tell you the ultimate unexpected thing that has happened to me. Now, I've only taken, yesterday was Friday, so I started Thursday night. I wanted to go in the morning because I heard some people were getting energy from this. So I switched over to yesterday morning, and I'm going to be taking one right after I'm done with the show. But in one day, now, like as I was saying, I don't know if this is mind over matter or if this just really does the job the way that I am just incredibly thankful for. In one day, my range of motion came back into my arms. You know, I still have my back problems, you know, and I still have a little bit of, a lot of swelling in my left leg or my left ankle when I do walk around, you know, but it's like I said, it's only been 3 days. But the intense energy I felt yesterday was nothing like I ever felt in my life before. Oh, I felt it in my life, but not in the last 2 years. And I got out of bed yesterday morning about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I just did stuff that I haven't done in ages, just in ages. It was like taking my life back, taking my home back. You know, my husband's been very decent, I guess, about, you know, trying to clean and, you know, just go to the market and stuff like that, you know, except the only thing, he doesn't clean upstairs, he cleaned downstairs, so You know, he just did a drive-by cleaning. Remember Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire? Oh, sir, I think it was a drive-by fruiting. Maybe you didn't tip the man enough. Man. So anyway, the burst of energy I had yesterday was nothing like I experienced. And like we say in recovery and in AA or whatever 12-step group you may be affiliated with, or you've heard the expression, you know, I'm definitely not a pink cloud. And I'm riding this one, you know, with my broom and all. And a lot of, you know, I make fun of my, you know, I pretend, I don't know, I put brooms and witchy stuff on, even though I really don't consider myself a witch. I just think it's funny. But I did so much yesterday. It was incredible. But the only drawback I had last night was because I used my hands so much, my hands cramped up when I was on my cell. So I couldn't even hold my cell or, like, even hold a fork last night. That's how bad it was for about a half an hour. And I took, you know, my medicine for that because I went over with my doctor or the pharmacist and the subscribing nurse and everything else. Prescribing. You know, what medicines I can take, what I have to put down. And luckily, I've only been on two. Come on, all you Harvoni heads, call me up. We only have like less than 10 minutes or just about 10 minutes left. 213-286-6766. And then I slept like I haven't slept in ages. I fell asleep. I couldn't keep my eyes open at about 8:30 last night. And I woke up about 5 o'clock this morning. I just slept and slept and slept and slept. Meanwhile, I was sore, and not because of my, well, my muscles are still there, my joints, but if I would have ever taken a video of my left and right arm, I couldn't even lift them up without crying to put a shirt on. That's how bad it was. And now today, as I'm sitting here, you know, I'm pulling the arm back. It's like where the arm, like right by your, where you put deodorant on, right in that area. I don't know what that muscle would be, but that's what was killing me. It was so damn painful, you know. And then, of course, the swelling, and then, of course, the legs, and, of course, this, and, of course, that, you know, my neck. But what a big difference in 48 hours. And I feel extremely, extremely grateful. God obviously feels that me and him have a little bit more business to do down here, because he has really given me a chance at life, literally. You know, if this goes undiagnosed, untreated, you know, people develop liver cancer, people die. This is a killer. This isn't hepatitis A and, you know, hepatitis B that I had when I was a kid. And, you know, it felt like I was, I forget what that other thing was, where you just slept all the time. But that's what they did. They gave me some vitamin B shots and, you know, I just slept until I was able to get back to school. You know, this hepatitis C is a killing disease. It gets into our blood and attacks our livers. A lot of people think it's a liver disease, but the disease itself that's in our bloodstream goes to the liver and attacks the liver. So, again, most of you out there, if you're listening, or the archives are put all over the place, again, it's so simple. Go and get yourself a blood test. I was going to try in my town this year to get in, like, the Red Cross so we could have, like, around when we have the tomato festival, but there'd probably be no room for it. A thing to donate blood, and at the same time you would, you know, have your blood obviously checked. But go and get a test. Find out whether or not you have it. Because as my doctor said, if you're going to have it, you know, he told me, Kathy, if you're going to have this illness, he said, you picked the best time in the world to have it, you know, meaning with the Harvoni. Now, I don't know, but not knowing Juliet, I mean, I think there's something called the Z-Pack, but I don't want to get into that because I'm not sure exactly what it is. All I know is the Harvoni for myself. I take one tablet daily for 12 weeks. And the sides could be anywhere from a thinning of the hair again, extreme fatigue, headaches. I guess, with that comes some sort of grumpiness, I'm going to just assume, because you're waiting so long to get better, and then your body, remember now, your body's going to heal, so it's going through a change of life, obviously. It's been so sick for so long, and now it's getting better. So, like we said in AA too, it's like if it took you, 2 years to get in the rooms, it's not going to take you, one day of not drinking to start to feel better. It's going to take a while. So have some patience with yourself. And but what I just wanted to say was I'm extremely grateful I've gotten a real chance at life. I've done a lot of things in my life that I should have been dead, but this was a given. This one, if I didn't get treatment for or stop drinking, I definitely probably wouldn't be seeing the end of this year or be seeing it extremely ill. So with that, put on my glasses. I have about 5 minutes left. Does anybody out there want to call in? Because you know me, I can talk. 213-286-6766. I believe you hit 1. I don't believe you could Skype in on this show. You used to be able to when I ran the hour, but I'm not really running it right now, so... I'm just going to take the half-hour shows, especially, I guess, with spring and summer coming up, because nobody's going to really want to be, in the house listening to a radio show. So I'll probably keep the half hours until we get to the end of, I don't even want to say the end of summer, because people probably just want to pellet me in the head because you just can't wait for summer. But I am definitely going to be enjoying this summer, because last summer, I'll be blatant with you and excuse my language, it just sucked being sick and not feeling well and being overweight. Now I can literally do something about it. So I'm going to log off with the show. I just want to let you know where I go. The show will still be dealing with recovery, some adoption-related shows. I never get anybody that wants to come on, but I didn't even list over there today. So, and recovery and hepatitis C awareness. And those are the two things right now. And I'll probably be adding in a little bit on eating healthier and doing things for your liver and doing things for your health, because I have that opportunity now that I can do things. So if you would like to follow me on Facebook, they made me change my name. And I hate them for that because it was such an easy name, Kathy Katz. You're going to have to look me up now on the Kathy DeGenada, D-E, capital J-E-R-N-A-D-A. But you can find me very easily if you want. I run a group called HCV and Fit. When you type that into the search, just put the N button, not the at button, but the N button. It should be over the 7 on a keyboard. That's how I made the group. There's another group I run called Cat Fit, C-A-T-F-I-T. It has nothing to do with the liver. It just has to do with recipes and exercises and things of that nature. You all know I closed my Rolling Clean and Sober down because we really weren't having any feedback, but I did start a new one today for recovery and HCV, called HCV and Recovery. So you're all welcome in there. That is like brand new as of this morning. I have an administrator named Mike, and we're going to try to get this group going because a lot of us do tend to miss meetings when we're not feeling well. And one thing, you know, maybe I'll get into it at another point of time. Look at this. I just found a half a dollar bill. I mean, it's just a real half a dollar bill. It got ripped in half. I wonder if that's a good luck sign. Maybe I should play 50. Pennsylvania has the new take two now. So anyway, so please look for me on, under there. I'm on Twitter at Kathy Katz, C-A-T-H-I-E-C-A-T-S. I think Google, I'm still Kathy Katz or Kathy DiGiannotta. I'm going to get back into doing my YouTube. I'm on Blogger. I'm pretty easy to find. So if I ever tried to hide in today's technology, I'm not. But come friend me, talk to me if I could do anything. For anybody within my power, consider it done. I just want to wish everybody that may have listened in today many blessings. I have about 3 minutes left. And if you're struggling out there with HCV, they are a lot of good support groups on there, a lot of women and guys that really know their stuff. You know, I'm more or less a learner right now. You know, and I've been learning from experience and what other people have taught me. I, you know, tended to have some memory problems a little bit, but hopefully that's going to go away. Oh, they said that could be one of the sides from the Haroni, too, is, you know, memory problems. You know, all the memory was still, you know, exists to be a little foggy. I have a feeling I'm going to glide through this, that I'm not going to have any terrible problems because I don't want any side effects. I'm taking this broom and I'm hopping on it and I'm riding this pink cloud and I'm not going to stop. I'm going to find out what God has in store for me and him together, what we're going to do, how I'm going to help people. And right now, that's the best way I can offer my help with anything HCV or recovery related on Facebook or Twitter. And, you know, I'm hoping soon I'll be out and about again, you know, really talking with people. We have a St. Paddy's Day parade here in Pittston today. And I think I'm going to attend. And if I have to give one drawback of getting well is that my husband saw that, you know, I felt well yesterday and everything's like back to normal. Like, okay, she's good now. She can do everything again, which I have to undo everything he did. It's everything such a mess. But you know what? One day at a time, one foot at a time, you know, one room at a time, whatever the case may be. And I just want to say to everybody, you know, just hang in there. I almost didn't, you know, I was ready to give up. I was ready to even give up on my life. I was just, that was it. I was done. Roll me over, stick a fork in me. I was done. I couldn't go on practically one more day. So don't give up. Don't give up. That's all I can say. Peace out. Peace out. Okay, you just take it slow, and I'll try to be there for anybody I can. All right, guys, I have like 21 seconds left. I'm going to try to run this show every Saturday. I don't know what's a good time, but maybe during the week I can get some back. Okay, they're telling me I have 10. So I'll let you guys go. You have a wonderful day. And I will talk to you later. Peace out.